The two women took their seats on the Southwest Airlines Flight 642 back to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They were loaded down with souvenirs from their trip to Mexico. Not Mexico, New Mexico, Dot corrected her friend. They were talking to the businessman who'd graciously given up his aisle seat to Dot since she had a bad knee from playing City League basketball up until she was 55. "Then I just got too old and too fat to play any longer," she said, as she sat back down and stretched her leg into the aisle and laid a long arm on the rest between them. "We spent Christmas Eve up at Las Mesa." "Not Las Mesa, Sky Mesa," Dot said and shook her head. "We did get lost driving out there, though. Whole nother world. We were standing up there in the friggin' cold, just those luminaries to light the way, and I thought, well, good Lord, I could be down at the casino. But then there was some commotion that came up from one of those little mud houses. We found out that a little girl in that family had passed on that night. Well, it was morning already. They don't open the church for people to go in until midnight. So we were just standing there in a long line of people, and I swear I seen her spirit rise." Dot nodded her head as she poured a mini bottle of vodka into her tomato juice. "At first, I thought it was just the stars trembling like they do up there. You can see the stars breathing up there," Dot added. "Then I heard a whoosh, like a hoot owl taking off." "No, it was more like a flapping," Dot said, "like a clean sheet on a line when a summer breeze starts to turn to a storm. And then I could feel it, not like a bee sting, but like in that movie where people are abducted by aliens and pulled up to the heavens by their heart. Like an electric shock in my chest, like when I first laid eyes on Dot." She grinned at the businessman who was pouring Jack Daniels into a Coke. "And still, if I listen real close, I can feel it right here," and she pointed to her breastbone. "You can't listen to a feeling," Dot said, and shook her head. "Sure you can. It's something like that story in the Bible where a flame began as a flicker, and then everyone started talking off the top of their heads. That's you, all right, a regular Tower of Babel," Dot nudged the businessman. "No, there's something to what those Indians are doing up there, sacrifice and lining up like that to take presents to the baby Jesus. Some call him Jesus," Dot added. "There's a man named Jesus who works at the Mexican restaurant in town, and I always thought, that ain't right, calling yourself Jesus. But from here on out, when I see that little brown smiling face, I'll know there's some Jesus in him. And if those people up there on Las Mesa can stand out in the friggin' cold..." "It was cold," Dot said, and finished the last of her drink. "And bring us white people hot cocoa and coffee while we wait with them side by side. If they can take gifts to the son of a father that historically seems to have discounted their own children. Well, now, there's a Christmas story. If they can forgive, can't we?"